downtown Springfield.
I don't know if you could hear that. I'm playing Baby Come Back from Player.
Oh, hey, a great song.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that. Mm-hmm. On the phone list right now, from the comfort of his medically secured couch, is John O'Brien. How are you?
Oh, boy, I tell you what. By the way, happy belated Valentine's Day to you both.
Thank you very much.
Did you get that picture I sent you over the weekend?
I did. I did get that. The one with the one that had the heart on?
Yes, the heart on. Yes, the heart on.
Yes, yes. I got that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Being a dog lover, that was very nice.
When you mean dog lover, you mean you appreciate dogs. You're not actually
loving.
Yeah. You know, turned on by that picture.
No, I'm talking about strictly in a platonic sense.
Good.
So, what'd you guys do for Valentine's Day?
Well, Steve?
I got an endoscopy, which was the closest thing I got to getting deep-throated for Valentine's Day.
Hey, let me tell you something. A colonoscopy for Valentine's Day is not the worst thing that could happen.
No, actually, it's not a bad thing at all. The doing the prep on Valentine's Day would not be a great thing, but the procedure? Piece of cake.
Yeah, I didn't have to do it. This is the upper and this is going down into your stomach. This wasn't
okay. So they didn't have one of them dirty scopes.
Well, I don't know if it was or not. I mean, from what I could tell, it looked clean, but
it tasted fine.
Yes, it was
right.
It was delicious.
Didn't have any of that. Oh, damn it! I still can't laugh. It didn't have any of that Valentine's chocolatey taste.
No, it didn't.
How about corn or peanuts or anything like that?
But nougat.
But I got to tell you, I got that Michael Jackson drug, that propofol. Baby. Yeah, man, that's good stuff, man.
Real good.
If you take just enough not to kill you, it's a good ride.
Yeah.
It's a terrific ride with absolutely no hangover whatsoever.
Yeah. Although it is best taken under adult medical supervision. But anyway, speaking of painkillers or medical stuff, or coming back from said things, boy, I wish I could tell you when I'm coming back, because I don't know, and there are varying different reasons why this is becoming confusing. Part of it has to do with legal issues and reason for being off. But the other thing too is, you know, I get that this was major surgery, and that they tell you that, you know, it's a 3-month recovery, and then in the next breath they also point out that different people recover in different ways. And obviously, since I'm not working construction or digging ditches all day long filling potholes, my job would be seemingly easier than many others. But all they keep doing is saying things like, take your time, don't hurry, what's your hurry, why do you want to get back so fast? And first of all, I did this at the wrong time of year. I am so bored. It could be in the 50s today. It's not going to make any difference. You know, it's not like you can sit outside or go for a ride on the bike. So I'm bored to tears.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, have you thought about inviting a friend over or making a friend?
At this stage in life, no. No. It's too late for that.
You got enough friends.
Yeah, I got enough, and I don't, you know, I got all I need. I might even have a surplus at this point. Might be time to start letting out a little bit of the weight from the friend balloon, let's say.
why don't you join a social club, like perhaps an Elks or a Moose or something like that, and you could spend your time in the afternoons there.
Yeah, you don't live that far from the Moose Club. Just a quick drive over, and you could be drinking cheap drinks. You know, maybe going to events.
So I wrote down a list of things to talk about because obviously I'm trying to change the subject. How about that Trump?
So anyway, you're coming back when?
have you guys not spoken about him in my absence?
We've talked a little bit about it.
John, we've just spent 4 days talking about a dog's penis. Do you think we're going to get around to getting to a Trump discussion? The answer is no.
Yeah. You know, This dog penis thing is bigger than microfiber shirt week and chicken pot pie week combined.
Well, okay, but do you see now? This is the thing that I keep paying attention, not paying attention to a lot, but I do every now and then. You know, making these Facebook videos.
Mm-hmm.
Now I made another one yesterday, and I'm looking at it right now on our Facebook page. And again, for some reason, when I pull it up, I don't get the number of views. I'm only seeing the actually Lois showed me, I think, one day why my font doesn't show me the views right on the video, because I have a large font because I have old eyes. So I don't know how many people see it, but how many people have seen the dog picture?
Well, here's the thing. I can't post that picture anywhere on social media. So I can't give you a good get a little taste in my mouth.
Yesterday, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I can't give you an accurate count of how many times something has been viewed or anything like that, because, first of all, even if it was a picture, you wouldn't be able to tell how many times it was viewed. But I have sent this picture out at least to 200 people, because I said I can't send this to you unless you solicit it from me. Want it from me.
So now it's kind of like an offline viral sensation. You can't put it anywhere without violating terms of service. Right. Your video got viewed 4,300 times yesterday. So that's a great number. That's pretty good. But
that's the thing I don't get, though. It's like one of the other videos I did, the second video, this is what makes even less sense. The second video, not the first. But the second one got like 20,000 views, and I don't know how that happens.
Well, I think maybe it's because wasn't that the one that was like the follow up one, right? That was the one that you did. So maybe people just wanted to see how you were doing. They're like, oh wow, he's doing all right. That's good. We'll wish him well, and then we'll move on to look, crazy cat video.
See, because if we haven't,
that was the one where I showed the scar.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one that had the big number.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, people want to see that. The first video, they're like, oh, that's good. I'm glad he's doing okay. And the second one, like, oh, he shows his scar. Well, that should be interesting. That's
cool.
How you do it.
Yeah.
Last night I peeled off the last little bit of scab.
Ooh.
Are you supposed to be doing that?
But no, probably not.
I think you're supposed to let that heal naturally.
That's what they said. But I did it with a knife.
Oh, good.
I had to get underneath an edge.
Yeah, and a hammer too, right?
Well, no, it was just a knife I found on the sidewalk.
Good. Yeah, you seem to be somewhat of an impatient patient.
I am. It's funny because when you're at the hospital and you're an inpatient, and you're saying, "Hey, let's go, let's get this started, hurry up," then you become an impatient inpatient.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
listen,
weird.
I think I speak for everybody here in this building when I tell you that we'd all like to have you back. But we don't want to have you back when you're not ready. While you say you're ahead of schedule, I don't think anyone has recovered from that surgery after 30 days well enough to resume all of their activity.
Well enough to do a silly-ass little four-hour back-and-forth talking about the minutiae of our lives, boring people to tears. You think that's tough to do? You think that's hard to bounce back surgically to?
Well, you just had a problem laughing there a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, so right.
This show gives almost no reason to laugh. I should be fine.
Actually, no. We've had nothing but laughs since you've been gone. Right, Steve?
Well, we've had some sad moments.
A couple here and there, but for the most part, it's nonstop, wall-to-wall, shag carpeting, deep pile of laughter.
And maybe, you know what, maybe that's what we can do. Maybe we can change the tone of the show when I come back. Until I'm back to 100%, we change the tone of the show to a more depressive, morose, unfunny kind of thing.
Oh, I think
just a little while.
I think when you come back with regular Trump updates, that's exactly what we're going to wind up getting.
Come on. There's nothing to talk about with him anymore.
Well, it's going to be like NPR, the All Things Considered.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We'll be back talking about more heart surgery coming up after
this.
We've
got a great banana bread recipe we'd like to share with everybody.
speaking of which, you know, it's Heart Awareness Month. And so I shot an episode of Mass Appeal for TV 22. Mm-hmm. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I forget now. It'll air next Wednesday. So if anybody wants to see how I look, it'll be on.
Why is it taking so long for them to air it?
I don't know that they're, you know, necessarily in a hurry or what it is, you know, because the whole month is Heart Awareness Month, so it could have aired at any time, but I'm not sure why or how they decide to put that stuff on ice for a certain period of time, next Wednesday it'll air.
Well, I'm trying to get Wally on Brian Lapis's Pet of the Week, so we'll see we'll see which one fares better.
Well... Good luck, because you know, there's a lot of stiff competition out there.
Well, you know, if you're trying to show who the bigger tool is, and you're comparing him to Brian Lapis, you may be figuring that one out for a while.
Yeah, that could be kind of. Did you send it to Report It?
No, I should send it to Report It.
Take a look at this dog's wang.
Yeah, on Report It.
Yeah, Report It.
All right, yeah. So we don't know when you're coming back. We don't know. No. We don't know anything. I'm on vacation next week. Are you still planning part time after vacation?
I'd like to. That would seemingly be the right thing to do. There's a big thing about guilt here. I feel physically capable, I'm feeling guilty about not being on the air.
I
wouldn't.
You gotta worry about yourself and take care of your health. I know you're going mentally nuts, and you're talking about in the videos, you're talking about the movies that you never thought you'd see. And by the way, Batman vs. Superman was a very good movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God, that sucked. That blew. And Geostorm, that was...
I never saw
man.
That. Man. I never saw that.
Yeah, that one I didn't see. Superman versus Batman. I didn't understand what they were so angry about, frankly.
Yeah, why would two superheroes be fighting each other?
They seem to be getting along so well in the Justice League of America with Aquaman and Wonder Woman.
Yeah, see, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I'll stay away from that. I'm actually now binge watching. I just realized I didn't watch the last season of Shameless, so I'm binge watching that.
I don't mean to be a spoiler, but Frank gets drunk and does horrible things with his family.
No, see, you obviously haven't been watching, because in the season, in the last season, he got clean.
Oh, clean.
Come on.
It's not gonna. It's
I
not gonna last.
To
it's not gonna last.
Yeah.
All right. But you at least see the part where Debbie cuts off her toes.
No, I haven't got. I saw that in a preview. I haven't gotten to that yet.
You're gonna like that one.
Yeah.
You're really gonna like that one. All right. Well, listen.
What?
I was gonna say. Stay in touch, because if I come back from vacation to find out that you are there part time or not there part time, like a little bit of a heads up.
Well, no, I won't be back until that was the other thing. You know, we had a conversation about this the other day. I'm not going to come back. If you're going on vacation next week, I'll at least wait till the end of next week. This show desperately, from what I hear, this show desperately needs to return back to its original incarnation.
Really?
So,
are those people just kind of just making you feel better?
I'm pretty sure they are, because I think right now Steve and I are humming.
Oh, okay.
Hey, when we get Scott Cohen in here on a Monday morning.
Oh man. Do we talk about you?
And you know who keeps checking in with me to see if I'm still going to be okay?
Sebastian?
No, Cohen. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Between Cohen and that other guy, the two of them are doing a death watch.
All right. Well, look, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
I really need to get back.
Okay. No, you've made that clear. You've made that perfectly clear.
I got to get back.
All right. We'll get you back in here somewhere.
It's 8:23 on Rock 102. Alexa, by any other name, would sound.